This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A winter storm continues to hit the Mid-Atlantic, combined with the pandemic, to further frustrate all air travelers who return flights home from the holidays were canceled or delayed in the first few days of the new year. According to tracking service FlightAware.com, more than 3,000 U.S. flights and more than 4,800 worldwide were grounded as of Monday evening. Another 13,000 flights were delayed, including 6,000 in the U.S. That follows Sunday's cancellations of more than 2,700 U.S. flights and more than 4,400 worldwide. Travelers could take hope from an improving weather forecast. Airlines had canceled fewer than 400 U.S. flights scheduled for Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden only rarely talks about last January's violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and the lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. But Biden has also prioritized other matters ahead of voting rights, a matter that directly relates to the Capitol violence and election. All of this has emboldened some Republicans to push still more efforts to influence future elections by installing sympathetic leaders in local election posts and backing insurrectionists for elected office. White House officials say the president believes the most effective way to combat election denialism is to focus on showing that government can work. Again, U.S. President Joe Biden is now turning his direction to other matters, including voting rights, which is directly related to the Capitol insurrection, and has emboldened some Republicans and in both chambers to push for more efforts to influence future elections. This is VOA News. A woman who says that she was sexually trafficked to Britain's Prince Andrew by Jeffrey Epstein accepted $500,000 in 2009 to settle her lawsuit against the American millionaire and anyone else who could have been included as a potential defendant, according to a court record unsealed Monday. The prince's lawyers say that language should bar Virginia Giuffre from suing Andrew now, even though he was not a party to the original settlement. The private 2009 legal deal resolved Giuffre's allegations that Epstein had hired her as a teenager to be a sexual servant at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. Andrew was not named in that lawsuit, but Giuffre had alleged in it that Epstein had flown her around the world for sexual encounters with numerous men, including royalty politicians, businessmen, and or professional and personal acquaintances. More than 4,400 migrants, including at least 205 children, were lost at sea trying to reach Spain in 2021. That's according to a monitoring group on Monday. That's more than double the figure from the previous year and the most since the group began counting in 2018. The group Walking Borders blamed increasingly dangerous routes, inferior boats, and the fear of some vessels to help migrants at sea for surge in deaths. According to Spanish official statistics, 39,000 undocumented migrants successfully reached Spain by sea or land last year, a similar figure to the previous one. Walking Borders said more than 90% of those missing or dead were lost on 124 shipwrecks en route to Spain's Canary Islands in the Atlantic Ocean as of December 20th. Since 2020, the islands off the coast of Africa have become the main destination for migrants trying to reach Spain, with a much smaller share trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to the Spanish mainland. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was taken to Sao Paulo Hospital for tests early Monday after experiencing abdominal discomfort. The hospital where he was admitted said in a morning statement that the president had an intestinal obstruction and was in stable condition. In the evening, the hospital said that in a separate statement that Bolsonaro's condition had improved, though there was still no definitive evaluation of whether he will require surgery. The 66-year-old Bolsonaro has experienced a series of medical issues and underwent several surgeries since he was stabbed in the abdomen on the campaign trail in 2018. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.